Next patient is Mr. Joshua Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A, Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. This is a clinical case of a 35-year-old Hispanic male that is establishing the practice because of the follow-up of renal transplantation. Period, the patient had a horseshoe kidney that eventually put him on dialysis, but in 2014, the patient received a cadaver kidney transplant that has been functioning well. The laboratory workup shows that the patient maintains a creatinine of 1.6 and estimated EFR of 55. The patient has serum electrolytes with a normal limit. The CO2 is slightly decreased at 19. The fasting blood sugar is 106. The macroalbumin creatinine ratio is reported to be at 65 milligrams per deciliter, which is slightly elevated. The BK virus is non-detectable. The tacrolimus level reported to be 6.6 micrograms per liter. The patient continued to be immunosuppressed. With the administration of mycophenolate, 500 milligrams. Two tablets by mouth twice a day. Tacrolimus. Five capsules by mouth twice a day. And prednisone 5 milligrams every day. The patient has not had an ultrasound of the native kidneys, and it will be ordered for the next appointment. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 150 over 78. Following number, the patient is overweight with a BMI of 31. He is encouraged to lose weight, and even more when we have a blood sugar fasting that is above 100. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. A special emphasis is made for this patient to lose weight. It's absolutely necessary to control the blood pressure, blood sugar, maintain the kidney function. We'll monitor the proteinuria. This patient might be a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor, period. I invested 10 minutes in the lab review, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.